You're asking a question about, you know, sunny weather and uncomfortable weather, and you were chanting Hare Krishna. And then the weather became pleasant and the cool breeze started blowing, and then it started raining. So it became very agreeable weather, very comfortable weather for the body and senses and mind. So then as I was chanting, I was starting to enjoy the chanting. This is your observation. But this is really, I would like to say, you are enjoying the weather. Because we can't name that we're chanting in the impure state is simply akshar. It's called nam akshar. So bahir nam akshar. It's the external name. It's not the real name. It's practice. The real name is shudanam. Shudanam. There's aparadnam, namavas, namavash, and shudanam. So in shudanam, then we directly associate with Ananda Krishna. Ananda Maya Vyasat. Krishna is the source of unlimited bliss. Ananta. Unlimited bliss. But we do not have any access to that bliss until we become pure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes this in Shikshastakam. There's different levels. The first level is Chaito Darpana Marjanam. And the seventh level, what is the seventh level? Anandam Buddhivardam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam Sarvatma Snapam Pramvijay Sarvatma Snapanam, that the entire self becomes bathed in bliss, spiritual bliss. This is the seventh heaven, the seventh step. This is the seventh level of chanting. But we can't assume that as an uninitiated person we sit down and chant Hare Krishna and we're enjoying chanting Hare Krishna. This is not told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaito Dharvana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. First we have to cleanse the chitta. Cleansing the chitta means I have no more lust. I have no more greed, anger, envy, madness, intoxication. No more desire for this world or anyone in this world. And then we become free from samsara. So then, at the last thing, the sixth step is Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipam Purnamritas. We actually enter an ocean of bliss. Anandam Buddhi. Ambuddhi means ocean. Ananda means bliss. And that's pleasurable. It's blissful. It's enjoyable. Then, at that level, this is Chudanam. This Chaito Dharvana Marjanam, this is Aparadnam. So the name goes through three levels and through this progression. So you're enjoying the weather. That's nice. I also enjoy the weather. It's nice weather. Everyone's enjoying. And the chanting is going on, whether it's sunny or whether it's cloudy or whether it's raining. And this chanting is purifying our chitta, purifying our consciousness. We have no other recourse than to chant Krishna's name. Pavitram. It is Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. It is the supreme abode of purity. So we have no other, there's no other way really to become pure, everlastingly pure, except chanting Krishna's name. So what do you think? Do you think you are enjoying chanting? And moreover, what is the approach to Krishna? Is the approach to Krishna to enjoy? Yes or no? Why do we approach Krishna? We approach Krishna to serve him. Why does the servant approach the master? Why? What is he doing? The servant is approaching the master to serve him, to satisfy him, to please him. Of course he takes some payment, generally. Salary, wages. So we're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for service. This is called Nam Seva. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. These are three limbs of devotion. So we're hearing the holy name and we're chanting the holy name, Shravanam, Kirtanam. And we're Smaranam, we're remembering Radha and Krishna. They are their holy name, Nami Namano. Vinatvam, Vinatvam Nami Namano. And we're remembering them and we're remembering ourselves. We're remembering ourselves with Kinkarabhav. Kinkarabhav? Kinkarabhav or Kinkaribhav means my bhav, my mood, my feeling, my approach is Dasosmi. My Lord Krishna, O my Radharani, O Radhan Krishna, I am your servant. Vivera Sarupaya Krishna Nityadas. I am your eternal servant. So I am begging you, please, I am approaching you. You are manifesting before me in your Nam Rup avatar. In Kali Yuga, Radhan Krishna appear in Nam Rup. First you meet Radhan Krishna in Nam Rup. Then they grant you darshan of their Rupam, their Chibanga Lalitam, Niyata Prakasham, Anandam Sundaram, Anandam Sundaram, blissful, beautiful form. And then you understand their qualities will manifest and their Leela. The first introduction is Nam Rup. You meet the holy name. And you understand that Radha and Krishna are here with me. I'm associating with them. I'm serving them. And this is my perfection, to understand this more and more, how I am their eternal servant, Radha and Krishna's eternal servant. So enjoyment, this is not the motivation. This is not the approach. We sometimes make a joke that people, I say, you're chanting Hare Krishna. What is your idea? You know this joke? You're chanting Hare Krishna. When you're chanting Hare Krishna, what are you meditating on? What is your meaning? I think you've given some new twist. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, has given us a very nice, very profound and deep, simple, on one level simple, but also very deep and very extensive meditation to engage in while chanting the holy name of the Lord. It's a meditation concerned with the meaning of the holy name. What is the meaning of the Maha Mantra? So, but I think that you've given a variation of that. Your meaning is this. O Srimati Radharani, O energy of the Lord, please engage your Krishna in my service. And make me happy. And make me peaceful. And make me successful. And make me a better person. And take away my problems. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. But the meaning that Prabhupada gave us is something a little different. This is called your variation or your corruption. Your corruption of the proper understanding. Prabhupada said, O energy of the Lord, O Ladani Shakti, O Mother Hara, Hare or Mother Hara, O Srimati Radharani, please engage me. Please engage me. Engage my body. Engage my mind. Engage my senses. Engage my words. Engage my life. Engage my energy. Engage my money. Engage my husband. Engage my wife. Engage my children. Engage my house. Engage all my possessions. Everything I have. Man, tan, dan. Krishna Samarpan. Please engage everything I have in your service and in the service of your Krishna. In the service of Lord Krishna. This is the meaning that Prabhupada gave us. Only service. Service for the sake of service. Bhakti for the sake of bhakti. Not bhakti for bhog. Not bhakti for moksha. This is not bhakti. Bhakti for bhakti. Devotion for devotion. Service for service. I am serving. Why am I serving? To serve more. Now I'm serving half hour a day. And if Bhakti Devi is pleased with me, then she'll engage me in 1 hour a day. And if I keep serving 1 hour, then she'll say, oh, you're very nice, now you serve 2 hours. And maybe if I'm fortunate, it'll be akanda seva. Akanda seva means unbroken seva. Moment to moment, minute to minute, serving Krishna favorably. Doing things that he likes in a favorable attitude, a loving mood of surrender and submission, and dedication. This is the meaning, this is the approach to the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, oh, this is not nice. It's some different thing. We're trying to enjoy this body, now we're trying to enjoy Krishna. Even though we can enjoy Guru, it's called Guru Bhog. Enjoy the facility, enjoy the fame, enjoy the association, any kind of thing. Many people like to even take the property. There's one story, a very interesting story Prabhupada told. Once it was coming up to be the Avirbhav Tithi of the Guru. So one of his disciples, he wanted to make a very elaborate arrangement. Big pandal and chapan bhog, so many offerings and many, many things. So he went to the Guru's bank account And he took out 10 lakhs from the bank, Guru's bank, Guru's money. And he got so many arrangements and a big pandal and had a big feast prepared and invited all the sadhus from Vrindavan, and all the disciples came, and he offered many nice gifts to the Guru, many, many nice gifts, and he installed an air conditioner in his room and bought him a new car. Oh, so many things he did. And then everybody was so happy, and then Gurudev was, this is a very nice, big arrangement you made on my appearance day, my Avirbhav birthday. So I'm curious, who has done all this? And everyone said, Krishna Das has done it. Your beloved disciple, Krishna Das. This is all his mercy, he's done all this. I should thank him. Krishna Das, you've done such a wonderful arrangement. You please all the Vaishnavas, and so many gifts you've given. You're very, very nice. I only have one question. Where did you get the money for all this? Because you're living as a brahmachari. Brahmacharis take a vow of poverty. They have no money. Whatever they beg in the day, they give to the Guru in the night. They beg alms and they give everything to the Guru, to the Gurukul. And they just sleep on the floor and take a chapati. But how you got? Gurudev, it's all your mercy. Gurudev, it's all your mercy. Guru Kripa. Guru Kripa, he kevalam. Guru Kripa, he kevalam. It is only Guru's mercy. It is all your mercy. Okay, yes, I understand. Everything is Guru's mercy. And I'm also the mercy of my Guru. Whatever I am, it's by the mercy of my Guru. I understand. This is our principle. This is a fact. You're saying Guru Kripa, and I'm also saying Guru Kripa, and my Guru is saying Guru Kripa. But really, can you be more specific? No, Guru David, I didn't do anything, Guru David, it's all your mercy. Okay, but how you got this money? I took it from your bank. I took all the money out of your bank and I made this arrangement. Acha! Yeah, this is Guru Kripa. So this is bogey. This is stealing Guru's money, stealing from a Brahmin, and then giving it back. So even this idea, the disciple Shishya can even do Guru Bog. It's called Guru Bog. There's Guru Bog and Guru Tyagi. You can try to enjoy Guru or you can reject Guru. Either one is wrong. We should try to do Guru Seva. This is the rare thing. Most people want to mostly enjoy facility, big ashram, bari abhog, name, fame, whatever. Who's your guru? My guru is Ekazarat Maha Mandaleshwara Shastra Shiromani Sri Shrimad Swami Bhogananda, or whatever, whoever it is, and a big long tail, big long title, and everyone says, you're a disciple of Swami Bhogananda. Yeah, yes. And the disciple stands, you're so fortunate. Yes, yes, I'm very special. So this is like bhog. But then you go to the ashram and the disciple's just eating and sleeping. No seva. The real measure of Guru Bhakti is seva. How much seva? Seva, what does seva mean? Seva means carrying out the instructions. Not that, Guru's in town, I make a big show. Jai Guru Dev, here's a big garland, here's some mahavras, here's a big plate of prasad. And then Guru leaves, and then we go to sleep. Good night, good night. See, I'm in front of you, jumping up and down. See me, look at me, Like Prabhupada came to the airport in Los Angeles, and 500 devotees went to greet him. And everyone's dancing, I was there, they're dancing and coming, greeting, getting in the car. And Prabhupada got in the car and said, "Where is Manisutta?" Prabhupada, he's at the airport distributing your books. I didn't see him. And so there was 500 people jumping in front of Prabhupada's face. "Prabhupada, look at me, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, here's a big garland, here's so many things." And he's thinking, everyone's here, but where's this devotee? And then the temple president said, "Prabhupada, he thought it would be a better way to worship you by distributing, you'd be more pleased if he distributed your books. Because this is a Friday, it's a big day at the airport. He didn't want to give up this distribution time to come and dance and jump, everyone's doing that." And Prabhupada said, "Yes, please call him." So Prabhupada went back to the temple and then they called him and he got a private darshan with Prabhupada. 500 people? Okay, forget it. Okay, call this person. "Yes, I'm very happy that you distributed my books. This is real service." He wasn't trying to enjoy the Guru. Prabhupada's here, Guru Jai Guru Dev, throw the flowers, Jai Guru Dev, throw some flowers, sprinkle some rose water. No, do some hardcore seva. Please touch the Guru's heart, do the seva. So somebody would say, "Guru Dev, Gurudev, I want to do service, Okay, get up at 4 o'clock. I want you to start your service at 4 a.m. I got a bad back, and I got a cold, and I got bronchitis, and I take rest at midnight, and my husband comes home late, and blah, 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 blah. So, okay, Hare Krishna, do your thing. So nobody really wants to do the seva. They want to enjoy, like you want to enjoy. Enjoy. This is material life, enjoyment. Spiritual life is dedication. Material life is exploitation and enjoyment. Spiritual life is dedication and seva. Simple.